Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
78, Melton to the wing, Santos there, he'll fire and hit a three and gets it right back. Takes a quick peek over to the Clipper bench to see who is hassling him. Oh no, we are going to get Gee, I'm sorry. They exchanged headsets as well as pleasantries. Gee Santos put the headset on. Gee, I'm way up across me, way up high here. I don't know if you can see me. Or is that at you, Al? Is that you?
No, that was Al.
That was Al. Yeah. Okay. He's waving back. I just thought maybe I had Al for a second. Wasn't sure. Now, Gee, tell me what enabled you guys to keep coming back in this game. You guys were down 10-plus in all four quarters.
Yeah, man. We're still having that guy, you know. Every time that we were down 10 points, you just see him just stop and shoot a logo three and make it. And that gives us a lot of more confidence, you know. But we also know that we got to stop. They have great players, you know. They have Garland and Kawhi, and we know that we have stopped. And Draymond did a great job tonight, man. I was watching the last minutes of Draymond on his defense. That was amazing, amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, and it just shows you that even at this stage of their careers, Curry and Draymond, they can still get it done when you need to get it done. I mean, that Draymond's defense tonight was outstanding because Leonard really never got to put his stamp on the game.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So the fact that you have these two guys here, you know, great players, guys that know how to win. They were four-time champions. They've been to the finals a lot of times, so they know how to win. And we just follow the lead, man. We just follow the lead. When you have Steph playing like this on offense and Draymond doing that on defense, you just follow the lead and try to help them to win the game.
You hit a big three. The Warriors were down 13 in the fourth quarter, and you hit a three to start the comeback. What, at this point of your career in the NBA, what's different for you in moments like that that allow you to come through?
Man, I was not even like worrying about the score, you know. I was just worried about, like, we got to play the right way. We got to do the right things. And when we start doing that, the things start going well. So when you have an open shot, you got to shoot it. If you have a one more, you got to do the one more. So I was just worried about playing the right way. And when I saw we were down 13, but then you look up again and you're down five. And that's it. That's about it. You know, we just do that for a living and just having this experience to do that on side, like guys like Steph all hit a big threes in the fourth quarters, you know. So it's a pleasure, man, to be here.
Yeah, Al had 14 of the night, 12 of those in the fourth quarter, by the way. Yep. So on to Phoenix.
Exactly.
Ready to fly tomorrow?
Yes, we all ready.
Hey, 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. You were 9 of 13 from the field. You guys put up 43 in the fourth quarter. That's as stirring a win as I've seen in quite some time. Congratulations on
that,
and a job well done, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Gee Santos, our guest. We thank him for coming by. What a win tonight for Golden State. The Warriors are alive for another game. As the trip continues, the Warriors now with 3 straight road games. The last two to end the regular season, and this one here. Well, the Golden State Warriors move on to Phoenix. That's going to be Friday night. That's a 7 o'clock game, a 6:30 pregame show from the Valley of the Sun. As the Warriors come away with a win, he is going to be so impressed with the effort and the resiliency of his ball club tonight. They were just outstanding at coming back time after time after time. It was the 38th clutch game of the year for Golden State, counting this game. What's amazing is I really hope we change and start charting play-in game stats and make it a separate issue, make it part of a playoff stat or whatever, because to me, you know, you look at some of the guys who played really well. Garland, 21 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. Leonard, 21 points, 7 rebounds. Mathurin, 23 points. And then the Warriors, 35 for Steph Curry, 20 for Porzingis with 5 and 5, 20, 6 and 5 for Santos. So they had 7 up on the board. They must have taken away a rebound from him. And the reason I point that out is that these are win-or-go-home games. These are clutch games to begin with. And we should recognize that as a league, and I hope we do at some point in the future. But the Warriors now 18 and 20 in clutch games. They used the same starting five they used in Sacramento on the 10th. And Steph Curry, his fourth 30-point game in the play-in tournament. As high as 39 back in 21 against Memphis. And tonight with 35, the Warriors get their first ever win here at the Intuit Center. They had lost, as we had mentioned before, coming overall against the Clippers. They had lost 10 of 11 before this game. They had lost 11 of 12 in the Southland, whether it be at Staples or here. And they led for only 3 minutes and 6 seconds in this game. A 48-minute game. And they trailed for almost 45 minutes of it. And they come away with a win. An incredible finish. A 43-point fourth quarter. A 73-point second half. I mentioned the point totals for a number of guys, but the defense in that fourth quarter, even giving up 32, was remarkable. Because if you look at the way this quarter went, you know, they were down, as I mentioned, down 13 with 9 and change to go in this game. They were down, let's get it correctly here as I can get our NBA courtside. 9:53 to go, they're down 13. Clippers had 85 points at that point. And the Warriors had 85 points at that point, and the Clippers had 98. So the Clippers scored 23 over the final 9:53. They scored 23 points the rest of the way. The Warriors scored 41 in the last 9:53. And a lot of it was because they got the ball out, made some clutch shots, forced some turnovers. The Clippers came into the fourth quarter with 12 turnovers. They had 6 in the fourth quarter. And of the 6 turnovers, the Warriors scored 11 points off those. Golden State had only 3 turnovers in the fourth quarter. So they finally stopped turning the ball over. And, again, just a remarkable game tonight for Golden State. Many ways you could take a look at this as to why they won. Draymond Green had only 7 points, took only 5 shots, but he had 5 rebounds and 9 assists in this game. And but again, what he did on Kawhi Leonard, how many easy buckets did Kawhi have? Maybe 2, 3, maybe tops of his 8 makes. He was 8 of 17 from the floor, and that's good. That's right around, you know, high 40%, but he was 1 of 6 from 3 and only got to the line twice. So that's a win-win. And the Warriors, they missed 8 free throws in this game, 13 of 21. I mean, that's to win that way on the road, the way they did, is just remarkable. And one of the most interesting contests that we have seen in quite some time with this win tonight. So it's on to Phoenix. And they get to see, you know, Devin Booker, one of the most talented scorers in the league. They get to see Dylan Brooks again. And they have met Dylan Brooks both in play-in and playoff situations. And we know about Dylan Brooks. He's going to try to get under the skin of everybody in the building except his teammates. And we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Phoenix is a well-coached team. Jordan Knott has done a great job with that team this year. Nobody predicted them to be the 7th seed at the beginning of the year with the record they had. And they ran into a buzzsaw last night. Denny Avdija is quickly becoming one of the best players in the NBA. And that's a long, active team. Portland has done a great job of assembling a team that can run and can get to the rim and do a lot of good things. And because, of course, we need another good team in the West. But even though, you have to say, the East, the bottom half of the East is better than the bottom half of the West this year because of the fact that Charlotte moved forward with a great season. And, man, I got to tell you, just another opportunity for me to watch Steph Curry play, I'm in. 12 of 23, 7 of 12, finished with 35 points. He had an 11-point fourth quarter after a 16-point third quarter, 27 of his 35 in the second half. And in the second half, you know, his shooting numbers in the second half, he was 10 for 14 in the second half from 3. He was 5 of 7, 10 of 14, 5 of 7 with your season on the line. And again, the Warriors just kept coming back, just remarable. All right, let's move on to other business. I can tell you that tonight the Warriors with Steph Curry's efforts, made a total of 19 threes in the game tonight. And that made them 19 of 41. Clippers were 14 of 35.